For years, I felt terrible. I'd look at that outfit hanging on the wall of my Montana cabin. Mansion, Ted, it's a mansion. Go ahead, you can say it. Mansion. And then I decided to do some research. I hired an anthropologist, an expert, and he quickly pointed out that the outfit was obviously of interior Salish origin. And after doing a little research, he discovered that the outfit was Spokane Indian, to be specific. And then, a few years ago, he visited your reservation undercover and learned that this stolen outfit once belonged to a woman named Grandmother Spirit. We all gasped. This was a huge shock. I wondered if we were all part of some crazy reality show called When Billionaires Pretend to Be Human. I looked around for the cameras. Well, ever since I learned who really owned this outfit, I've been torn. I always wanted to give it back. But I wanted to keep it, too. I couldn't sleep some nights because I was so torn up by it. Yep, even billionaires have dark nights of the soul. And well, I finally couldn't take it anymore. I packed up the outfit and headed for your reservation, here, to hand-deliver the outfit back to Grandmother Spirit. And I get here, only to discover that she's passed on to the next world. It's just devastating. We were all completely silent. This was the weirdest thing any of us had ever witnessed. And we're Indians, so trust me, we've seen some really weird stuff. But I have the outfit here, Ted said. He opened up his suitcase and pulled out the outfit and held it up. It was 50 pounds, so he struggled with it. Anybody would have struggled with it. So if any of Grandmother Spirit's children are here, I'd love to return her outfit to them. My mother stood and walked up to Ted. I'm Grandmother Spirit's only daughter, she said. My mother's voice had gotten all formal. Indians are good at that. We'll be talking and laughing and carrying on like normal, and then boom, we get all serious and sacred and start talking like some English royalty.